I guess this is just as good as it's gonna get. Around how many times has this been? So many times recording a comeback episode. Now, this podcast is called Try to Be Happy or Try and Be Happy. And I'm starting to really like think, you know, I don't really think this is a very happy podcast. I don't think it makes anyone smile. I think it just makes people feel like more dread, either for me or for themselves. They're like, wow, like this person, I'm so sorry that I had to even open this. Like, I don't even know where people like had the idea that this would probably make them happy. It's probably from the name. And also, I also realize I'm a big yapper and I have a really hard time getting straight to the point to things. Call it neurodivergence or whatever you want, but I'm definitely 100% of the time probably just going through it, and there's a million and one things on my brain. When you grow up with trauma, the way that I have, and like many others, you like to play it off. Well, I don't know. I would say like this is common for people with my personality anyways, who have social skills or well, less social anxiety, and just make light of things sometimes. And I thought, oh, I'm gonna make light of things, but there's so many episodes that I record that I'm so like sad and crying, and like I posted even one of them that was like, I'm back, and then I was crying, and then I was like, guys, sorry if you don't hear from me, and that's terrible. Like, can I just say that's honestly terrible? And I mean that on a real note. I think it's actually terrible for me or anyone in general to put out that they're going to do something to themselves or hurt themselves in any way. Obviously, it's a cry for help. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing, I would say. But you have to have the not emotional intelligence. What's the word? You have to come to that realization yourself. I don't know really what the word is, but you have to do the work yourself to realize like that is kind of crazy. Like, you know, if anyone else said that to you, you would probably be like, you need to go get some help. And I think like I always think back, 'cause I don't know, I also am realizing I'm a lot more, I don't want to say responsible, but I guess responsible. Not really, but I am in a way, especially around like younger people. Like my nieces and nephews hate it because they were like, why do you keep saying you're old? Why do you keep saying it? I feel like that's like the problem is like growing up, my sisters and people I knew, and some of my older friends too, by the way, I have friends that are 10, 20 years older than me. And I mean, 25 is still a young age, as far as I know. I'm not like really old. I'm still a baby, and I'll admit I'm a baby also. But the thing is like people younger than me are baby babies. And for me growing up, it was really hard to just, you know, kind of vent or feel comfortable around people who are older than me because I felt like I had to be like them because they always would tease or make fun of things or like be like, oh, you guys are too young to know this, or you guys don't like, you're too like, you know, like no, you don't take care of yourself enough. Like when you get to my age, like you'll be able to do that. And like they always say all this kind of stuff to me, and like some of it really highly inappropriate, like very inappropriate, especially about the sigjulu conversations. Like I'm like, girl, you are 25, why are you talking to me about peepees and kiwis and all this stuff? And like I was like, girl, what the heck. I mean, I don't mind the odd joke, okay, let's be clear here, okay. I don't mind the odd joke because when I was 13, I did know a lot of stuff, unfortunately. I did. The boys in my class, they would not stop. They were relentless. I remember in grade 2 about learning what a vibrator was, okay? I didn't even know what a PP looked like until I was probably 13, by the way. And So I was sheltered, but not really. Like, I was learning all these, like, zinger words or whatever, buzzwords. I had no idea what was going on. I was learning all these buzzwords about, sexual things that happen between people or to themselves and whatever. And, like, it didn't really affect me much, but it was when they started, like, making comments about, like, oh, you should definitely, like, lose it to this kind of guy or this, like, person, or, like, like, oh, like, show me how much armpit hair you have, and, like, making me uncomfortable, like, what the fuck? I just thought that was, like, really silly, like, to do to a kid that's just, like, starting puberty, and then, like, of course it got worse as you're older. Do you have a boyfriend? Have you done it yet? All this stuff. Anyways, I digress. The whole point is, the bottom line here is that it is very different to make sexual innuendos and puns around kids who may or may not get it versus, like, actually directly saying stuff to their face about their own sexuality and their own activities, especially when you are, I'm gonna give some room. But yeah, 18 and up, but 20 and up, especially, you should know better. If they're 20 and younger, maybe just refrain, caution. I mean, sometimes there are certain, like, scenarios where I've experienced where, like, you'll just get into a topic and talk about things. But to me, like, you have to be mindful overall. And I think that's the issue with just being this quote unquote adult in your 20s, is, like, you have to be mindful of so much. The older people above you, the people your age who are probably either skyrocketing and living their best lives, or people who are, struggling like you are. And then there's the other youngins that you have to take care of. You're an adult, you're not cool enough to be part of the kids because you're old. And also you're just old, so it's kind of creepy sometimes. So no matter how much, like, I think, like, this is gonna sound so stupid. I don't attract kids in, like, a creepy sense. Come on, guys, stop thinking that. And, like, it's just me thinking I'm making it worse. But just because I brought up this topic earlier. Anyways, so, but, like, I feel like younger people enjoy my spirit because I'm kind of young at heart, and I think I'll always will be, in a way. Like, I like to, I don't know, I like to explore different things. I like to, like, play different games. I like to learn what's going on in their world and stuff like that. And I feel like that goes a long way, especially because I'm an aunt to so many kids. And like, in real life, I don't mean just in my Discord. I mean in real life. And, like, sometimes they'll say, like, crazy things to me, and I'll be like, "Where the frick did you learn that from? Where the heck did you learn that from?" And I know, like, the other day I had to scold one of them. Like, she did something really awful in front of me, and I was like, "What the hell? You don't ever touch someone like that ever again in front of me." Almost beat her. And I don't want to hit kids, and I never felt the urge, especially in my 20s. I thought when I was younger, because I was so used to getting hit myself, that I would be that kind of adult. But I've learned a lot of therapy has helped me actually curb my anger when they're doing things. I usually am just kind of disappointed. I know that's probably worse, and that's just a joke, but people always say disappointment is probably worse than getting a beating. But yeah, I get disappointed a lot by the things that I'm hearing anyways. And kids, they want to be, again, I'm not a parent, but I'm an aunt, and they want to be like the older people because they see this is cool. It looks like freedom to them. It looks like you don't have a bedtime, you don't have a curfew, you don't have to, like, report to anyone where you're going, you don't have to, like, dress a certain way just because you live in someone's house, or eat a certain way, and you can kind of, I don't know, look more cool because you've quote unquote found yourself and you have like an aesthetic to you and stuff like that. And I don't think that I have this, by the way. I don't think I have a specific aesthetic. I think I have a very I don't know, it's very entertaining because like I'm an adult that you can tease, that you can make fun of, and like, you know, you can like I'm not so serious about every subject, but like I'm serious enough that I feel like I get respect also, if that makes sense. I don't know. Obviously, everyone has their flaws, and I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm just saying, like, I think I do pretty well around, like, you know, like the 13-year-olds. Like, I think that they appreciate my honesty, also on certain topics that interest them, you know, like sometimes talking about gender and sexuality. And I know this is gonna get political for some people, but I think it's important. You need to really talk about sometimes things to an older person, not your parents sometimes, because they might be homophobic. And it's not like we're talking about things that are like gross, you know, or I'm not asking them anything invasive the way that I was asked when I was a kid. And I'm not making fun of them and calling them gay or like whatever, like as a rude thing. They're either coming out to me or telling me stuff. And I've actually had like, I think, three or four people come out to me in the last few years and said, like, you know, I have a lot more confidence now to kind of like just say stuff. I don't know where they get it. Maybe I don't know. I have that LGBTQ touch. I don't know what the heck. But I don't know, whatever. And it's nice in a way, because to me it tells me that they're comfortable with me. It tells me that they don't mind being their authentic self. And I think that's what I like when people become more fun and, you know, silly about the way they live life and not so uptight. But of course, I am also really uptight about life. And so, weirdly enough, it sounds like I'm just not making any sense, but I feel like this does make sense in a way. I feel like it does. If you put all of it together, it feels like for the only thing I have in balance in life is this. Is this thing where I can be serious and both not? Again, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. For some people, I'm too serious. For some people, I'm gonna be too funny and unserious. And I've been told that in life. You know, I had one time I was working a job and I remember crying because I was so upset. I hate this bitch, by the way. She was such a rude bitch. And she worked in HR. Of course, I don't know what's wrong. Sometimes, like, people in HR just need to remember that there's human in the name. But again, I learned later that they are supposed to protect the company, not you. So, this girl, and obviously, I was really young to be a supervisor for this job, even though, like, it's a job that, I don't know, I felt like was appropriate for my age. And it was the older people who were working it that probably should do better. Anyways. Everyone has their path, whatever. But you know, sometimes I have those like, ugh, like I get so angry thinking about like the way I was treated just because of my age. Like I was like 20 and like a supervisor and like what the heck. But and it wasn't anything like I was supervising anything humongous. It was supervising the dining room for an old age home. And I remember I came in for my birthday. I was already sad. I hate my birthday. And then this girl calls me into the office and she said, "Did you submit something?" And I said, "No, I forgot to submit it." And I forgot what it was exactly that I forgot to submit. I think it was maybe like a, I'm not sure, a census or something. I'm not quite sure what it was. I don't think it was a census because that's a bigger deal. I think it was something else. It was like, oh man, it was something else. I forgot, like a list or something for something different. Because I think it was like a Christmas event, so she wanted me to send a list for a Christmas event and get names for a sign-up sheet. I didn't think it was that big of a deal because it was 7 a.m. and like I'm pretty sure there was enough time, but she wanted it on her desk at like 7 a.m. exactly. And I also can't remember the details of it, but essentially she was mad about some paper I didn't like submit to her that night when I was closing, and For whatever reason, I didn't do it. And usually I tend to be the most on top because I was the most versed in technology at this job. And this girl, she was like, I started like telling her, I was like, oh, well, I can just send it to you now. I'm sorry. Like, and I was told her, I was like, sorry. And then she goes, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. She starts lecturing me. And then I start laughing. And I was like, because I was like, are you serious right now? I'm getting lectured for something I can send you right now. Like, the more you're talking to me, the more it's gonna be delayed further. And I'm like, I understand. And she's like, no, you don't, because you don't take anything serious. And like, it just kind of, at that point in my life, I was like, are you serious right now? You think I don't take anything serious? Like, and to a lot of people who know me, they would say the opposite, because I'm quite serious. Like, I think responsibility is a huge thing for me, and especially when people, do something wrong. Like, if I did something wrong and like I say something stupid, for example, these podcast episodes, and they're irresponsible, like, obviously I've got to take ownership because I'm putting content out there. Whether or not it reaches large amounts of people is more of like a other topic, but it doesn't matter because every person to me, I'm like very micro level when it comes to how I care, and I care about every single person, and I think like, oh, this could really impact someone to push them over the edge or think that things life is not going to get better and things like that. And to me, that's not what I want to get across, especially the me now. Maybe before I was being self-centered, and probably that's the case because I was lonely or self-centered. I still am self-centered in a lot of ways, and some of it is just because I'm learning how to not be a pushover anymore. And so some of it sometimes is like me aggressively being selfish and just saying, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want, post what I want. And then I think about like the impact it has, and I think that also has to do with like what the way I philosophically think. I don't know. Well, I do know. Anyways, I really gotta take like a talking class or something because the way that I speak is so all over the place, and I really think that would be helpful, especially because I'm projecting to go to law school now. And there's so many updates for everyone. Well, I don't know. No one really listens to this, do they? I have like a handful. I would say like I have a handful of people that actually listen to this and like, hey, how are you guys doing? You guys want anything from the gas station from that meme? Moving on. I don't know. The point is taking responsibility is important. Being an adult is important. Being happy is important. And being sad all the time, unfortunately, is not gonna be great in the long run. And responsibility means being upfront and honest to yourself first and others. But especially yourself, that you messed up, or maybe you should change something. And I think that's also a big thing that I've got to work on is how I critique myself. I'm really hard on myself all the time. My therapist tells me, everyone tells me that I'm really hard on myself, and I talk negatively to myself. I expect people to be disappointed in me, and I got to unlearn a lot of things. Now, is this going to be something that happens overnight? No, because it's still happening currently. And the fact that I'm even admitting this is proof that therapy works. Because, or well, at least acknowledging myself over and over again, okay? That's what people forget. I think sometimes when people talk about therapy, like it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, why would you just talk to someone and spend money like that? I don't think that's really the case. I think the case is that when do you really have time to analyze yourself critically, in a safe space? Like, really think about when is the time you've actually had a safe space to, pick yourself apart and kind of look at your actions. There's not many times because usually we're confronted with negative emotions we don't even recognize are coming through. And There can also be, and or, there can be another person who's involved who directly influences what we feel or think, or how we're going to go about thinking through things. And there can also be like people who are involved directly with the situation and will sugarcoat things or maybe be too hard on you. And it's good to have objectivity in your life. And I feel like that's really important. And it's always going to be important, especially if you want to coexist with people. I think that's my biggest thing in life, is if you want to coexist with others and not be hateful and not be full of like so much anger for yourself, I think you have to work on yourself so you can be with others. And I don't know if my message is ever gonna like go beyond my four walls, this phone. You know, I post videos here and there. I'm experimenting right now. I'm in an experimental phase where I'm like, okay, what is my editing style? Like, what do I want to put out? Do I want to put out like aesthetic videos? Do I want to put out like fashion videos? Do I want to put out music? Do I want to put out scenarios? Definitely not acting, though. That one's not my cup of tea. Do I want to just make memes? You know, do I want to just be a drawing person? Like, and I think the main thing that I'm noticing is definitely I don't want to be stuck to one niche and whatever. I want to do a bunch of stuff and experiment with a lots of things. And I think that's just who I am, and I have to embrace it. And I've also got to figure out a way to make money through it. Money is a touchy subject for me. It really is. And it gives me a lot of anxiety. Like today I had like so much stomach cramps just going to the bank today. And wasn't doing anything significant, just trying to get a loan. And the hard part about all of this is that like my finances have my whole life not been my own. My finances have been someone else's finances, or like someone has helped me, or someone has expected me to help them. And like, it's always give and take. It's never, this is my money. This is my money I earned. Every time I earned money, it was for the intention of giving to others. And even when I got my first apartment, I considered, you know, how much space is it going to have for my friends to come over. And then I considered for my car. And this one was like really stupid of me. I considered, you know, like long road trips, and, you know, like I have this amount of friends, and newsflash and spoiler alert, friends change. And unfortunately they stop talking to you, especially when you're going through the cray cray. And also like making choices, obviously, that they don't even know you're making is kind of silly in a way. It's like torturing yourself, honestly. And the disappointment I felt was like, oh great, like now I can't use it for what it was intended for. And like, no one asked me to do that. No one asked me to buy a car that could accommodate, you know, people, my friends. And no one asked me to go and get an apartment to accommodate my friends either. But I always valued friendship because I had no family. And I know I just said nieces and nephews, and I'm an aunt and whatever. And yes, that's all true, but my family is on a different standard than anyone else to me. It's weird. They're, my dad and my brother are definitely above, and my nieces and nephews, but I can't say that I feel that way about my sisters or, you know, the person who birthed me. I don't really like her, and we have reason for that, everyone in my family now. There's a lot happening, and there's too much happening, and, you know, I've been going through it, and what, even while I'm recording this podcast, rest in peace to my nephew who passed away in the beginning of February. But, you know, we're trying to be strong, and I've always hated that. I hate when people call me, like, you know, you gotta be strong and stuff. But, like, it's hard to be strong in the face of a family that only uses the name family. That's all they are. They just haven't been a safe space for me. They haven't treated me like I am their family or what I my expectations. And even the bare minimum. It's really like all the time it goes back to money, the fights, the past, and then they'll tell me if I bring something up, they'll tell me why am I bringing up the past and all this stuff. And like, it's a silly cycle of like, you did this, you did that, and not enough of, okay, we did this, how do we fix this? And no one really moves on and does stuff. And to me, it's kind of silly. Like, honestly, it's proof again that therapy has helped me a lot, and my friends have helped me a lot. Different lives I've lived, I guess, being on my own for so long and, moving out at 13 into foster care helped a lot. And, 13 years old, like me, going into these people's homes, like learning what Canadian life was like for other people, and like, oh, what I learned in at home wasn't normal. And oh, people don't get beat all the time just for being bad. Or, people go to the doctor when they feel sick. They don't have to suffer until it's like critical. And I think that's why I'm having so many like health problems now, because I put off myself for so long. I was so used to, as a kid, taking care of the adults first, then for me to take care of myself. And so when I was a teenager and in foster care, there's only so much that you can learn. But also, especially when your foster parents, after not the first one who I had for 8 months, but she was not supposed to have me for that long. It just was a case of they couldn't find a proper home for me that was close to my high school, because I fought to be going to the same high school. I didn't want to move high schools. And anyways, and then they found me a foster home that was just as dysfunctional, but in a different way. No one was beaten, no one was anything, like, but they were psychologically like messed up. And like taking it out on the foster kids who are already psychologically messed up. And even if you look at it on an outsider's perspective, the foster parents were less in a terrible situation than we were coming from. But you add on their stress onto us that they take out onto us. And it doesn't do good. It doesn't do well for children who are in need of a safe space to feel comfortable to relearn life. And you can't relearn life when they keep telling you they're busy or they're too tired or they need to go to sleep and all this stuff day in and day out. All you learn is how to avoid your problems. And I'm like a perfect bundle of all my environments in one. And I think that's why I struggle so hard, because one side of me knows that's, like my life is okay. But one side of me knows that I'm not capable of doing things because I don't know a lot. And the okay part is just because I have access to a lot of things that I advocated for myself for, or people who have helped me advocate or taught me like what to advocate. For example, like my workplace really advocated for me to go on disability and to go get help, because, and I shouldn't laugh there, but I just, it just feels horrible to really say it. I don't know. Whatever. Stop critically analyzing myself. But yeah. People have really supported me to go get help and seek help and seek aid and to, really work through my trauma, the PTSD, especially because PTSD is the number one thing in my life that really holds me back. And every time a big upset happens, like, the death last weekend, I just went back into a hole. And like, I feel like every single time I'm in a really deep hole, this podcast somehow, I'm like, I need to go post something. And like, is that the best thing? Not really. But I think that it's definitely a space that I feel is safe because it's so small. There's not a lot of people. I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to like hear anyone like respond to me right away on what I'm saying. I can just say my shit out my mouth and then, kind of reflect on it. Also, I have time to look back on it. And sometimes I do make the wrong choice and post things
Without really thinking it through, or I feel shame towards posts I made and delete them because I just don't think they're good enough. Or I feel like it's not necessary anymore. I feel like the motivation I had to do it is not great. And my favorite episode, of course, is Motivation is Not True. That's not the name of the episode, but anyways. But go check that episode out. And yeah, I just feel like, anyways, I'm back. I forgot what I was talking about because I had to plug in my phone because it was gonna die. And this is my number one way to record episodes, obviously. So whatever I was talking about, whatever. It's already been half an hour of me talking when I looked back and felt like 10, 13 minutes. To me, last time, also, I realized I'm so out of breath. Like, that's how much you can tell. Like, just from me talking alone, I'm so out of breath. And I've been physically inactive. It's actually quite terrible. I can't lie, but whatever. I gotta get more physically fit, but I'm gonna kind of end off this episode. I don't know even where I ended off on the last note. Probably when I'm editing, probably see and be like, ooh, that was a terrible place to cut off, but who cares? Anything goes, and I don't mean to reference Emma Chamberlain's podcast. I just mean like right now, anything really is gonna go. But yeah, what was I gonna say? I mentioned Emma Chamberlain so many times in my podcasts, and well, not my podcasts, but my other stuff. It's so funny. I love her so much. I think the next episode is going to be about jealousy, which is a great segue, I guess. I think the next episode is going to be jealousy, and I don't know if we're going to have much structure moving forward at all. And really, like, I always give these little updates. Oh, this is how the podcast is going to be. Honestly, just think I'm a big fat liar. And I do think the next episode is going to be about jealousy. I have some topics to talk about, and I also wanted to say that there's going to be more guests on the show. If you are a listener, it doesn't matter. I've realized this is quite the international podcast. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you can speak English, or I can find someone who can speak the language and translate for you, and you have any questions or you want to come onto this podcast, feel free to find me on at Existing Silly on TikTok. And on YouTube, you can also find me. I'm no longer Soggy Socks, by the way. I rebranded, guys. I'm no longer Soggy Socks. I forgot to say that. It'll be Existing Silly. And you'll find me on YouTube. I have some YouTube videos up there. And then I think what I'd like to start is a Discord server, where people can join the Discord server and end up on my podcast. And if we just have like a community, like nothing special, nothing like extravagant, but I would just have like some people come on here and talk about what makes them happy, I guess, because obviously I'm not really great at it, so maybe the point of the show should be how do other people make happiness out of their dark times, I guess. I don't know. You guys have to tell me. Thanks to all the Japanese listeners, the ones in Africa. Shout out to you guys. Nigeria, I see you guys. Germany, I see you guys. I think I have a lot from the United States, which makes sense because most of the people in my streams are from America. Very little Canada, thank goodness. But yeah, if you're interested in it, I will create an Existing Silly Discord, and if it's linked to this episode, then feel free to click the link and join and say hi. And I'm pretty active on socials. Yeah, and I'll create a new Discord for all of you guys, and I feel like it will be a slow journey to gain some traction,
But consistency is key, I guess. That's what everyone says. So, with the new sign off, I don't know. You guys vote, maybe. Actually, you know what? Whatever. This is existing silly or silly signing off. See you guys next time, or well, talk to you guys later.